Hey, it's Nick from 50 Campfires, and this is the episode of The Daily Outdoor that we recorded on May 15th, 2018. Clint and myself both came prepared with a whole bunch of news stories related to the outdoors that we had found this week. Somehow we both got on the conversation of explosions. We also debated what real camping is. Is it an RV? Is it in a tent? Maybe it's glamping. Enjoy. What's up, everybody?
What's going on? What's happening?
Happy Tuesday. It's Nick from 50 Campfires.
And Clint from 50 Campfires. What's going on, friends of the outdoors and lovers of trees?
Hey, do you want to hear a construction joke?
No, no, no. The answer is no. Is that an option? Can I just say no?
You want to hear a construction joke?
Yes, I really, really want to hear a construction joke.
I'm still working on it.
That's all construction, though. That's all street construction. Welcome to The Daily Outdoor, where we apparently tell absolutely awful dad jokes.
Not awful.
And discuss things that we have seen in the last couple days in the outdoor world that are interesting to us and hopefully to
you as well.
You as well.
It's actually nice to be, it's nice to be back here in the studio because I was in Las Vegas last week.
Yeah, you were.
Where it was blistering hot.
Did you put your whole 401k on red 13?
Is that good? I'm not a gambler.
I don't even know if 13 is red.
Yeah, I'm not a gambler.
I think that's the roulette table.
I watched the guy play roulette. The guy we know played roulette.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do?
He didn't get rich.
He didn't get rich?
Nope.
Not a thing. Just the very fact that Vegas exists should be enough to tell you that you're not going to leave rich. It's not a charity.
Well, the fact that Vegas exists and it shouldn't be there, you and I thought about that when we were there on our field trip.
Oh, yeah.
You drive out of the desert and you arrive at Las Vegas and you're like, this isn't right. Yeah, this should not be here.
Second you get to the edge of it when you're driving out, like when we went up to Valley Fire State Park,
right?
You don't have to go very far before everything stops. There's no more concrete anywhere. And no. You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. We're in the desert.
Tumbleweeds that blow by. You're like, whoa.
We're in the middle of the desert. That shouldn't be here.
Oh, well.
It's so bizarre.
But I'm happy to be home. I'm happy to be here in Studio 12B with you.
Oh, fantastic as well. So what's going on in outdoor land that you want to chat about?
I came across this story today from Toronto, Canada that was actually terrifying.
Oh, okay.
So there's a guy in Toronto. He was 32 years old, lives in a high-rise apartment building in Toronto. And this weekend, he was planning a big camping outing.
Sure.
But before he went camping, he wanted to test out his camping equipment.
That's smart.
It makes sense. You don't want to get all the way out in the woods.
That's one of the tips that we say all the time.
Here's a tip that we should add to the tips.
Okay.
Don't test your camping stove in your 17th floor apartment.
Oh,
so the guy was testing out his camping stove and it exploded on him, set his apartment on fire, burned 30% of his body, and he's in the hospital.
That sounds like,
hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Oh, Jennifer, what's going on? That sounds like the white gas to me.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
You know
but,
what I mean? Uh-huh. So there's like the propylene ones, isopropyl.
Yep.
But then there's another one. There's a white gas one that I don't use personally.
Right. Is it the stuff with the oxygen mixed into
it? It's like bonkers flammable.
Yeah.
And if that blew up on you, that's like jet fuel.
Right. Oh, yeah, God. No good.
Poor guy. That sounds
so
terrible.
You should test your camping equipment before going camping to make sure it's all in working order, but maybe go outside.
It sounds to me, did his whole apartment burn down?
Yeah. Luckily, so the story.
Did anyone die in this scenario?
People who live in the area say it's lucky the flames didn't spread and were quite angry.
Yeah, that makes sense. I read, yep. I'd be frustrated. It sounds though like it's hard to say what happened, but it sounds like if there was an explosion, even if he was at a picnic table outside, it sounds like he might have been
right.
Still had the 30%
still
of the
probably
body
been
burn.
Hurt.
You get white gas on you that lights.
Right,
it's a bad deal.
No good. Ooh. What'd you find this week?
So I thought it was pretty interesting that the Steamboat Geyser went off again.
Really?
In,
I didn't hear about this.
In Yellowstone.
Oh.
Good old Jellystone.
It's not Jellystone.
That is.
If you ask my kids, it would be.
They'd say Jellystone.
They sure would.
So it's interesting. So the Steamboat Geyser is the largest geyser in the entire world.
Yep.
When it erupts, it goes over 300 feet into the air.
When was the last time it erupted?
So it has erupted 5 times already in 2018.
Wow.
The time before that was 2004. Once in 2014. Once in 2013, and then before that, 8 years all the way back to 2005, one time in 2005.
Really? And this year it's already erupted?
It's already done it 5 times. So what's happening, of course, is people are talking about the super volcano that's underneath Yellowstone. Are you familiar with this?
No. Man, you know a lot more than I do.
Why do you think I'm a prepper, man? I'm ready.
You're ready for the explosion in Yellowstone.
I'm not a prepper, but I think it's smart to prep a little.
Yeah, of course.
So there's a super volcano underneath Yellowstone. It's also it's also super volcano is not like a scientific term. The term would be caldera.
Now you're just showing off.
And it's 40. Well, I'm not showing off because I read it 5 minutes ago.
Okay. So okay. Got it.
I will admit that.
Cool. All right. Good.
So it's 44 miles wide, the volcano, the super volcano.
Really?
Under Yellowstone's 44 miles wide. And because there have been 5 eruptions from the geyser this year from Steamboat, people are thinking maybe this is the year that this thing blows up.
That the volcano goes.
You want to know what happens if it blows up?
Do I? Can I just live in ignorance?
No. Okay. It's way too interesting. It's way too, like, it's so easy to see the made-for-TV movie of the super volcano blowing up in Yellowstone.
So Jennifer's hypothesis is that there's going to be a major earthquake in the United States if that happens.
She's correct.
That's what happens?
Yes.
She Googled it while we were talking.
Jennifer is correct. Jennifer is correct that this would be accompanied by a lot of earthquakes.
Really? That'll set off a trigger, a chain of earthquakes.
Yes. A 50-mile radius would be covered in 10 feet of ash.
Really?
Yeah. And it's so wet and heavy and hot that that's pretty much all of Yellowstone. So whatever visitors were in the park that day, I hope you got a postcard out because you're probably not getting out.
Is this your way of controlling populations in the national parks?
We would even get several inches of ash in Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah. So there'd be almost all the crops in the United States would be toast because all that ash is going to fall on everything. We'd have no summer for several years. There'd be a cooling effect for 10 years, millions of uninhabitable homes. I mean, it would be really, really, really bad news.
Well, even with that volcano that's erupted in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about acid rain and all of these things that go along with volcano eruption.
The initial eruption isn't the worst part of it.
Right. It's everything that happens afterwards.
Right. It's when the sky fills with sulfur dioxide and it stays like that for a long, long time. You don't see the sun for years and years.
Wouldn't that be, I think this is actually the correct use of the word ironic, if the national parks actually killed us. Wow.
And there's 100% consensus for the most part in the geological community that this is not happening.
Oh,
it's not gonna
happen.
I
just called my wife for no reason.
The odds of the super volcano erupting in Yellowstone are 1 in 730,000, which is less than
1 in 730,000.
You know, and it's like, people win Powerball all the time, don't they? And that's like 1 in.
Right. We have better odds of getting taken out by the Yellowstone volcano.
It's less than the chance of an asteroid impact.
Less than.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So.
All right. Well, everyone, you heard it here first.
That right? An asteroid impact is more likely.
Okay, that's what,
I meant to say.
So Brian's getting kind of bummed out that we've got two explosive stories. We've only told two stories, and they both have to do with explosions. Well, here's a controversial story that I think is kind of interesting.
If it's not an exploding story, I don't want to hear it.
It's not an exploding story.
Is it going to explode my mind?
Have you ever heard of the word glamping?
Yeah, it's called glamorous camping, and I love it.
Yes.
And I also love backpacking and primitive camping and all camping before people are like...
Well, get this. What is the most visited national park in the country?
Let's see. It wasn't what I thought it was. I think it is the.
You want a hint?
It's the mountains.
Oh my gosh. Great Smoky Mountains.
It's the Great Smoky Mountains.
Great Smoky Mountain National Park.
I sort of knew that.
Which the entrance to is in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And we just actually tied it all together. We just did a bunch of cocktail recipes with moonshine from Gatlinburg.
Yum.
But that's not the story. Great Smoky Mountain National Park is putting in glamping tents.
Oh, really?
Yes. You can go stay. So Gatlinburg will soon have luxury camping. There's a company called Under Canvas, which will bring safari-inspired tents. Oh, close to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. Currently 8 options to choose from. All of them include beds, chairs, and furniture within canvas tents.
See, I'm into that.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
I think it's insane when people get all worked up about that. That's not camping. Like, what we can nitpick and say what's camping, not camping. But like, if you don't want to like go out to a canvas tent and like sleep in a queen bed, but still be out in the woods and like have a beer.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? That sounds fantastic.
Every form of camping, there are people that have bad things to say about it, right? If you're in an RV, if you're in a tent and not backpacking, if you're glamping and not camping. I mean, it's just this progression of like, you're outside having fun.
Yeah. And like where's the exact line?
Camping?
Is it like, you know, are we, so like when, so when we go camping on
why
our,
do you have air quotes
on our field trips,
yeah,
we bring along ultralight cots,
and
we put air
mattresses.
Carl,
how are you?
Carl, what's happening, man? And we put air mattresses on top of the cots. Are we glamping?
Yeah, of course.
So is it like you have to be on the ground or where's
the line?
Right. Yeah. What do you guys think?
If you bring along a pillow, are you glamping?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you have
some
to use.
Some people might think
it's only, real camping if you roll up your flannel shirt from your pack. Right?
It's only real camping if you wake up in the morning in pain.
Yeah, then it's real camping.
I don't know about that.
And if you have crappy coffee, that's even better camping.
So Jennifer says they just put glamp camps at Natural Falls in Oklahoma.
Do you want to go sleep at those? You should. You should go do it and report.
I
want to
know what Jennifer thinks. Do you want to go? Would you stay there if you had the chance? Are you going to stay there?
Where people get up in arms is the price, usually, in my experience. It's not that someone doesn't want to go out into the middle of the woods and sleep in a queen bed in a canvas tent. That sounds great.
They think it's
too
expensive.
They see it's $189 a night,
right,
they're like, wah! And they freak out, you know? Who would pay that?
Ooh,
well,
man.
A family in the city who has 2 kids and they get out once a year on an outing like that.
Or you want to have a romantic night in the woods with your wife.
Sure. Also perfect for something like that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, speaking of our field trips, we have a trip coming up in just like 2.5 weeks. We are going to the great state of Colorado for our Rocky Mountain field trip 2018.
It is 2.5 weeks, isn't it?
It is.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
And I will just give a plug. All right, so Brian says, just enjoy it. Enjoy being outside, live in the moment. It's going to explode and be covered in ash soon.
I like Brian a lot.
Thanks, Brian. I actually appreciate that sense of humor. He's quick. But I want to give a shout out to the great folks in Colorado because we have had so many awesome conversations with people on the ground from Fort Collins, Estes Park, Glenwood Springs. I mean,
that's true.
All over the state. We've already met some really cool people that I'm looking forward to meeting in person.
They were chomping at the bit to hook us up with excursions, places to stay.
Yes.
And you are working on.
Oh man. I don't want to spoil it yet, but if you follow along with 50 Campfires, you might see we do campfire sessions, which is where we bring a musician into camp and hang out and play some music. And we usually live stream it right here on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
We shoot some videos, we put it in the magazine. All places you should visit, by the way.
You're basically putting together, you're trying to put together, I think it's going to happen, several musicians at a very well-known brewery in Fort Collins.
One of the most well-known breweries in Fort Collins, I would say.
One of the most well-known microbreweries in the country.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Trying to put together a series of campfire sessions. It's going to happen.
Want to miss this one. What does Carl have to say there?
So Carl says, camping is camping. I have at least 10 sleeping bags and just as many tents and 2 campers. It's about what kind of camping I'm going to do.
Super true, Carl. What's your favorite tent? I'm also curious. And sleeping bag. If you have that much gear, I would love to hear what you really like.
And Christina chimed in as well and says, we have a hybrid. So our pop outside a lot like staying in a tent. Or pop-up, I'm just thinking she's saying. Staying in a tent at night, but we have the modern conveniences of a living kitchen and bath area.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But Jennifer, I'm with the scouts. No glam camp for me. That's teach their own. I'm not going to judge that. If that's what you want to do, awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you looking forward to most on our Colorado trip, by the way?
Oh, whew. You know, I will say that. So we've already been set up with several experiences.
Yeah.
And I actually lived out there for 4 years, and there were
it's
a lot
be like going back to your old stomping grounds.
there were, but I was in grad school and I was very busy, so there were a lot of outdoor things that I.
Carl's answer, by the way, is his apex.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Huh. There were a lot of outdoor things that I didn't get a chance to do. And the wonderful city of Estes. Some people say Estes. I don't know what's the actual.
Have you ever been to the, what's the hotel up there? The
yes.
Hotel in Estes?
Yeah, yeah, Stanley.
The Stanley?
Yeah.
That place is awesome. Yeah, it's the setting of The Shining.
Yeah.
I don't think it was actually filmed in the hotel there, though.
Right.
Is the outside of the building was the hotel from The Shining.
Yeah. It's sweet. They have awesome, all the memorabilia and stuff inside.
They have an awesome whiskey bar in there.
Just
a heads up.
Maybe we'll pop in.
You know some folks that like to drink whiskey.
I'll grab an axe and we'll recreate the...
Please don't.
Whole deal.
We'll find two twins to stand in the hallway and be scary while I ride
they
my big
have
wheel.
An experience there where like I could pay to chop through the door and you're on the other side and the whole thing.
You should pay for that. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like
I'd pay $100 to do that.
If you could, and they have like GoPro set up, and that would be amazing.
Oh, so Carl's calling out our kayak here in the back. So this is an Advanced Elements kayak. It's actually an inflatable kayak that weighs about 17 pounds, and it is. You're right. It is awesome.
It's crazy how this is like hard as a rock.
And it all packs down just into a bag that you could easily put just about anywhere.
17 pounds. Yeah, it's about the size of a large suitcase. So no matter what kind of auto you have, you can throw it in the back seat. I am probably most excited for the Colorado trip to do the...
Joe made a Bear Grylls joke at us. He said camping is all about hunting an animal, sleeping inside of it, surviving off the meat for an extended period of time. Kidding! Just get outside, disconnect, and have fun. I started in a tent at the age of 4. The hybrid has been wonderful. Sorry, I meant pop out to make it feel like a tent at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally.
Yeah. And there's, you know, I like pretty much all kinds of camping, but there's this group of guys that like the hardcore bushcrafters.
Yeah.
Like to go without a tent and make a debris hut and sleep in that overnight. Nope. Not into that.
Not your thing?
Not doing that.
I think my son would do that if he had the choice.
I don't think he'd make it more than a half hour.
No, of course not. I said if he had the choice. That's why he doesn't have the choice. He's 8.
I am most excited to fly fish the night hatch.
I've never really fly fished before.
No, I haven't
either. I've used a Tenkara rod before.
Yep.
Where it's kind of a fixed at the end. You still have a long fly style rod, but you don't have a reel and all the line and everything. So. I'm looking forward to that.
So I'm excited about that. Well, that piece of content that we're going to shoot is going to be sort of from a sort of 101 guide to fly fishing, just because neither one of us are pros. And we have a seasoned fisherman who is going to show us how to do the fly cast.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the hot springs.
Yeah.
So we've got a night hike that we're going to go on in outside of Glenwood Springs.
Yeah.
Glenwood Springs has the largest hot spring pools in the world.
Amazing. I've been there.
I haven't.
You're going to love it.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, and they don't have to use chlorine because it constantly moves through. It constantly bubbles up.
Oh, really?
The spring, filters. And they pump it out.
Pump it out to the Colorado River.
Yeah. So you can jump in, open your eyes. And
really?
Cool. Yeah, it's awesome.
Dude, I'm excited.
It's cool. It's going to be fantastic. That's just a cool little town to run around into. We'll have a lot of fun there in the evening.
So that's coming up.
Buddies from Coast.
That's coming up in like 2.5 weeks. So we're going to be doing that. And hopefully you guys follow along on that adventure. Actually, our last adventure when we were in Florida, the magazine for that trip is coming out either today or tomorrow. Outdoor Bill was putting the final touches on it. And it's going to come out this week. Let's say this week. I don't want to rush him.
I'm excited about that.
Give him anxiety. It's a
good trip.
Great issue. We did all sorts of stuff on Florida's Nature Coast. We're pretty lucky.
Yeah, if you go to Florida, go to the nature coast.
The guy that I was on the phone
thing
with,
to do.
On the phone with from the brewery. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's going to be kind of a rough week of work. I'm going to be driving around the state. We're camping. We're visiting breweries, going to the GoPro games. He's like, oh, yeah, it sounds pretty rough. I'm like,
you're talking about the Colorado one? Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's all I've got for today.
That's all I got for today, man, is just letting you know how you would die if the super volcano goes off in Yellowstone.
Thanks.
I just wanted to crystallize that information for you in your head.
That makes this, whoa, hey, my microphone just attacked me. That makes this Tuesday even better. We will be back on Thursday. I am Nick from 50 Campfires.
And Clint from 50 Campfires.
We'll see you guys on Thursday. Have a great week. So what do you think? What is real camping? We'd love to hear your opinion. For more tips, tricks, gear reviews, recipes, and more, visit us at 50campfires.com. And don't forget, please subscribe and rate the 50 Campfires Daily Outdoor Podcast. We'll see you next time.